Analyzing data. Analysis turns data into business information, or information that is actionable, relevant, reliable, and placed in context. Analysis should reveal the best way to allocate scarce resources. A holistic analysis of the extended supply chain should reveal the optimal use of assets for each partner. Analysis occurs at the strategic, tactical, and operational levels, such as determining the location and number of distribution centers, or calculating which centers to ship certain goods from during seasonal demand fluctuations. Analytical systems should be flexible enough to enable shifts in strategies, such as weighing the pros and cons of moving from distributed warehouses to a centralized warehouse. Collaboration with key supply chain partners is a primary goal of organizations wishing to reach more mature stages of supply chain development, and sharing the results of data analytics or sharing data with supply chain partners so they can do their own analytics are key ways to promote this maturity. Sharing data can help globally optimize the supply network, enable sharing both risks and rewards with partners, and promote collaborative forecasting and active visibility. When analyzing data, both the data and the models used need to be validated. Some degree of data aggregation is usually also needed. After discussing these concepts, decision support systems, big data, and data analytics are addressed. Model and data validation. When analyzing results, both the predictive model and the data used must be validated or tested against actual results. The first step in analytical model validation is to put historical data into the model and see if the results are as expected. If they are, the model is run again using current data, and the output is compared with expected results for reasonableness. When either of the above validation tests returns unexpected or wildly inaccurate results, both the model and the data are explored to find errors, bugs, outlier exceptions, or incorrect or unrealistic assumptions. If the results differ by too much, the model and/or the data must be modified until the model accurately predicts actual results within an acceptable margin of error. Then the model and the data are put to use in actual business decisions. They are, however, periodically reviewed to ensure that they continue to reflect actual usage. Because models often use aggregated data, the amount of error related to the level of aggregation should be estimated. If the error is within limits, it is considered acceptable. Finally, if the model makes intuitive sense and the data are consistent with actual results, or if any anomalies in the data can be fully explained, then the model is ready to be used. Data aggregation. Due to the large amount of data collected, especially in retail, where large numbers of different products are sold, data are usually aggregated or grouped into like categories. Aggregation is the concept that pooling random variables reduces the relative variance of the resulting aggregated variable. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. In other words, the peaks and valleys in the data are smoothed out when they are combined, which allows averages and trends to be more obvious. In addition to reducing variance, aggregation is useful because massive amounts of data can be difficult to interpret when viewed at a granular level. For example, sales by SKU by store will have a large amount of confusing variation. Looking at sales by SKU by region will reduce variation and provide better insights. Further aggregation could be done with meaningful groupings of SKUs per region, for example, all sizes of the same shirt. The aggregated data are used in data modeling and analysis, such as by using a decision support system. Decision support systems. A decision support system, DSS, is a computer system designed to assist managers in selecting and evaluating courses of action by providing a logical, usually quantitative, analysis of the relevant factors. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. DSS is a broad term for any software application used to help management make better decisions. A DSS generates analytical models that are based on mathematical algorithms, simulations, or hybrids of the two. Analytical models are simplified versions of a real situation, event, or transaction. A good model will have just enough information to help guide a decision without including details that would confuse the issue. Models may not always be purely mathematical versions because a DSS may be needed to help management make trade-offs between qualitative objectives. As shown in Exhibit 2-24, basic DSS components include an input database, a set of data analysis tools, and a set of database and spreadsheet presentation tools to display results. Exhibit 2-24, Decision Support Systems, DSS. Analysis tools also include data mining, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The process of studying data to search for previously unknown relationships. This knowledge is then applied to achieving specific business goals. Data mining commonly uses a data warehouse, a batch-updated database kept separate from the transactional database for use in analytics, or a shared interorganizational database. Presentation tools filter the massive data output of a DSS analysis into role-specific information using dashboards that allow users to customize the information to suit their needs. For example, a dashboard could show a marketing manager the simulated results of a sales campaign but omit manufacturing simulation results. Input data to a DSS for supply chain management might include, among many other specific data items, the following. Static and semi-static data such as customer order history, locations of suppliers, warehouses, and retailers, weight, volume, queue, holding cost, and shelf life, maximum and minimum of products. Dynamic data such as point-of-sale data and sales forecasts, current capacity and transportation costs to distribution centers, retailer inventory levels, delivery status, and product sales forecasts. DSS queries such as sales by customer, segment, or SKU, purchasing by supplier, SKU, etc. On-hand inventory and inventory forecasts, orders by value, lines, units, etc., and demand variability. Strategic level DSS can afford to be detailed and relatively slow because the decisions are long-term and need to be performed only periodically. Such systems often use the most extensive historical data available. Tactical decisions require a balance between speed and sophistication. Operational DSS must be able to provide fast decisions, and so are generally simpler models that use current data for short-term planning. Big data and data analytics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines big data as collecting, storing, and processing massive amounts of data for the purpose of converting it into useful information. Big data is a buzzword term that describes the massive amount of both unstructured and multistructured data that is hard to process using traditional database and software techniques. Big data comes from different sources: web, sales, customer contact, social media, mobile data, and so on. Many companies process millions of manual/automated transactions per day. A vast amount of data that can be used for numerous purposes is produced. Many frame the discussion of big data using volume, the amount of data, velocity, the speed of information generated, and the flow of it through the supply chain, and variety, the kind of data available. However, the term may also refer to the technology that an organization requires to handle the large amounts of data. Data analytics tools and big data are two elements that can help businesses identify problem areas within a supply chain before those areas actually do damage. Companies need to think about how they will use big data to improve their supply chain. Data collection. Deciding how much data to collect and how they will be analyzed. Technology usage. Separating insights from useless data and presenting the insights in a way that is instantly understandable. Leverage results. Incorporating insights into the decision-making process. In a strategic example, in determining the optimal distribution network, data can be collected on customer, retail, distribution center, and manufacturing locations, product sales by weight and queue, special transportation requirements, and forecasted demand. In a tactical or operational example, two uses of big data are demand sensing and demand shaping. Demand sensing is used to detect changes in demand from consumers in near real time. Demand shaping is then used to alter demand plans to reflect the best current information on demand. Data acquisition and communication tools are methods of collecting, storing, and sharing data among areas in the organization and with members of the extended supply chain. The primary goal of data acquisition and use is to create a seamless link between all points of production, distribution, purchase, and service. This goal can be broken down into the following components. Collecting information. Information should be collected at each point at which a good is handled or a service is rendered. since these points occur within and between many companies, from raw materials companies to manufacturers and assemblers to distribution centers and retailers, thus transportation between each point. There are naturally many individual databases. This information may or may not be shared between supply chain partners. Providing timely access to data. Data are considered timely if they are received by the relevant system or decision maker within the time needed to execute the relevant transaction or make the decision. Some data are needed instantaneously, while other data can be sent in batches or subjected to intermediate steps such as analytics and still be considered timely. Controlling access to relevant data. Access to relevant data, especially data regarding the status of material, products, and services, is the basis for making efficient supply chain decisions. The goal of data access is to allow each information user access to a uniform set of role-specific data from any point of contact. For example, a sand supplier should get the same information about a customer's sandpaper sales or rejection rates, whether inquiring by phone, ERP, or internet exchange. Likewise, regardless of the means used, the sand supplier should not see the sandpaper manufacturer's labor rates or profit margins. Reducing visibility gaps. Depending on organizational strategy or the stage of supply chain development a company has achieved, data may or may not be shared. At the earliest stage, even internal information between divisions may not be shared, or it may have to pass through bottlenecks, making it less relevant when shared. At higher stages of development, the company may share data among its internal and perhaps even external partners in real time using straight-through processing. No re-entry needed. Visibility implies not only tracking materials, products, and services, but also providing active alerts to each affected party of upcoming actions and exceptions to planned events so alternate actions or methods can be devised, improving planning effectiveness. A forecast or model is only as good as the data used to create it. Since the sales forecast is the basis of almost all of the other budgets for a traditional manufacturing or service company, improving the data used in planning has a direct effect on a company's planning effectiveness and ultimately on profitability. Improving forecast accuracy is primarily a function of accurate, timely data, measuring and reducing estimate error and product lead time. Ensuring and maintaining data accuracy. Ensuring and maintaining data accuracy are critical to the perceived and actual usefulness of any technology system.